My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP. It's funny, during the break, I heard the boys talking about, man, they're desperately looking to upgrade the receiver room if you're bringing in Martavis Bryant. And then it popped into my head. When I was in law school, and I think we've told the story before, but Skippy, our friend Skippy, Jason's former friend Skippy, Scotty T, he called me because he was going to try out, I think, at receiver for the then, was it the Baltimore Stallions in the CFL, whatever they were?
I can't remember. He wanted to be a kicker. He wanted to be a receiver. There's a lot of stuff.
I think he played safety at Riverdale, right? And quarterback,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Riverdale,
yeah.
Baptist?
Yeah.
But like... Yep. He was like, you're in law school. Can you be my agent and get me a tryout for the Baltimore Stallions?
How'd that work out?
I don't think he ever tried out. No. I told him, I was like, first of all, I'm not a lawyer. I'm in law school. I'm not an agent. I was like, what do you want me to do?
All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
Let's do it.
The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world. Certainly busy. But my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. My guy, Mike, now is like a regional manager. JC, he's traveling all over the place.
He's making cash.
He's definitely making cash.
That's what he's doing.
But make sure you get over there. They've got used vehicles, new vehicles, whatever you want. Take it for a test drive. You'll just absolutely love it. All right, so I saw this story, and she's basically been disgraced now in Hollywood. I think she claims that she's going to work anymore in Hollywood, but she's still working in real estate. Ellen has now sold one of her homes with her wife or girlfriend, whatever, Portia de Rossi, for $96 million. It's a home she bought just a few years ago, so she's a flipper.
Yes, that's what she does.
She bought the home for $70
million. Wow, that's now, a killer.
Can
you believe that someone's willing to pay $96 million for
They say a mining magnate, Robert Friedland, bought the home now for $96. So obviously, she did some upgrades. God only knows what a $70 million home needs in upgrades, but maybe they changed
some of the design. Remodeling a bathroom? Is it $26 million?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Safe to say... She probably made a decent profit. It has 9,000 square feet of living space, 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms. Nothing extraordinary there.
What's the location, though, probably?
Access to a private beach. It's in that Santa Barbara County,
right?
Which is a super, super expensive area. I think that's over. That's kind of like where Oprah lives.
Oprah's got a place there in Montecito, I believe.
Yeah, Montecito.
Now she pulled the plug on her tour, right? She was going to do one final tour.
I think. I mean, she's been pretty disgraced. I mean, basically, people say she's a despicable human.
Because she was a meanie to her staff,
big phony, with her dancing and everything on TV, but behind the scenes, a big nightmare.
But why is that being a phony? I mean, she's doing an on-air persona, but she might have been mean. I don't think you're necessarily being a phony for dancing.
The dancing doesn't make you a phony, but just this cheery, happy-go-lucky kind of person she played on.
Behind the scenes, she's impossible to work with.
Yeah,
That's what they say.
I think she's a phony. JP doesn't necessarily buy it. I think probably a phony.
Some of the homes, well, obviously in Santa Barbara, they're crazy, but the homes on Pebble Beach, the owner of the Golden State Warriors has a house on the 14th fairway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big it is. It looks like the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And I was just asking the caddies, what do these homes cost? He said, oh, that's probably $40 million, $45 million.
So crazy,
$45 million. And it's elevated, it's overlooking not just the course, but the ocean.
Right.
But, I mean, $45 million for a house.
Well, it's like you've talked about this for years, but I was just recently there when I'm in Atlantis.
Yeah.
And I'm eating at the marina. You see these yachts.
Those yachts are crazy.
That have to be.
They're $200 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that look like mini cruise ships.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's absurd.
I don't know where the money comes from
that these people have.
Speaking of crazy money, you got to imagine that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have a lot of cash. They, by the way, her single already out of the top 100, her first single. I think she's released a second one, They're Grasping.
Is it better?
Can you see if you could find that, Valdez?
She's not popular anymore?
Katy Perry? People just aren't buying in. I don't know.
Any particular reason or just the music stinks?
That first single wasn't very good.
The first single, first of all, the lyrics were just elementary. They were kind of embarrassing. About a woman's world or whatever. The theme is fine, but the lyrics were just so simple. And I'm not sure. She's just not breaking any new ground musically, I don't think. But she has a new single. But she and Orlando Bloom don't seem too bothered by it. They're vacationing wherever the hell they are. And they're in a helicopter, Jason, over some body of water. I wish I knew exactly where they were. And they jump out of the helicopter into the water, and they photograph themselves. It looks like Orlando Bloom's holding the camera. Would you do that? Would you jump out of a helicopter into the ocean?
Well, I wouldn't go on the helicopter, first of all.
Right.
So, I think I would.
It almost looks like a military helicopter.
I think that
thing doesn't look like it's going to crash.
I will tell you, the other day, I was practicing some soccer with Isabella, and there were some kids by the creek. You know, it rained a ton for a couple of days because we felt the effects, I guess, you know, not that we were in the hurricane path, but we had a ton of rain for a couple of days. So there's a creek right by the tennis court where I was practicing soccer, and there were three or four kids jumping about 8 to 10 feet down into the creek into like 3 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
And Isabella wanted to do it. I wouldn't let her do it. And then I told my wife about it, and she said, "You didn't tell their parents?" I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, well, I'm going to go find. First of all, I didn't know who their parents were. There were no parents around. Would you? Because it could have been a broken ankle situation. Or
I wouldn't panic too much about it.
You know, people, now they weren't diving, but you hear about like paralysis and things like that. Who jumps into water that's like 2 feet deep?
Dumb kids.
That's maybe 3 feet deep now because it rained a lot.
I don't know. I know in high school, my son.
I just let it go. I was like, I just let the kids keep jumping in there.
My son and his buddies would go to Great Falls, and they would they call it cliff jumping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where they jump into Great Falls.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think you're really supposed to be swimming in
Great Falls.
I'm not usually somebody that thinks about worst outcome, but I was like, there's rocks in the bottom of that thing. Somebody's definitely going to break an ankle.
So Valdez has
trying to find out where they
Katy Perry's new single. Yeah. Let's do a mini hit or hurt thing.
This is the
Fire
second.
Hood.
It's called Lifetime.
I like this better than the first one.
He sounds like a regular dance
like
club
Katy
song.
Perry. Yeah. I don't hate this one.
I don't really feel it. She's asking me if I can feel it. I don't really feel it, but I can see other people feeling it.
This might be a better choice. Let's see if it gets
any airplay. I don't remember the first one. First one was just garbage.
About like a woman's world. I mean, it was supposed to be some sort of like women's anthem.
Yeah.
And the lyrics were just kind of simple and dumb as far as I was concerned. But I like this one. I'm pro women's anthem, but I just didn't think that was a great song.
That was better than the first one. No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of songs have dumb lyrics.
For sure.
That can become number one hits.
For sure. Morgan Wallen's court date has been moved to December. You're kind of getting the sense that this is what they do with these cases. They just keep pushing it off. This is the one where he threw the chair off the top of Jason Aldean's bar or whatever the hell it was there.
I saw he had a cool walk-in with Tyson and Tom Brady for one of his shows.
Yeah, that was the one in Vegas. Now, why were they giving... Hey, Drabby, we were supposed to talk about this. I didn't look into it. But why were they giving Brady a hard time for wearing a Raiders hat? Do you remember that?
Because he's not wearing the Patriots or the Bucks.
Is he a co-owner?
Or he's trying to be an owner.
I thought he owns a minority percentage.
I don't think it's been approved yet.
Oh, so that's why people give him a hard time?
They just think he's being disloyal to the Patriots and the Bucks.
Yeah, but if you own the team or you're in the process of owning
it. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're asking why. Don't kill the messenger.
Well, people are dumb. Let me just say that.
Oh, yeah, they believe in ghosts.
Exactly. So anyway, you're just getting the sense that this Morgan Wallen case, they're going to figure out, obviously, it's going to go away. You keep delaying and
I mean, if the chair had hit somebody, it's a different story.
Yeah, I mean, it could have killed somebody. Yeah.
I don't care about Morgan Wallen, but I do enjoy his walkout for every city that he's in.
That's what he does.
With the celebrity.
He had Aikman, right, and wherever he was. That must have been in Dallas.
Didn't he come here? Who did he have? Who did he walk out with?
I don't think he did his walkout, but I don't think he had a celebrity.
He
wasn't doing
anybody big enough. Should have had Ovi.
No, I don't think he was doing the celebrity bit when he was doing his tour at FedEx. Uh-huh. He still did his walkout from the trailer where the camera followed him. Then I think he did it like with a celebrity once, and then it kind of caught on, and then each city he's been going to, he's had a celebrity.
Hmm. Well, I like it. I think it's cool.
I thought it looked cool. I'm not particularly a fan of his, but...
Now, you know, I was one of the first on Jelly Roll, right? I did the back padding machine.
Again, you're not going to the show September 21st?
I mean, it's a pain in the ass. But but part of it is maybe this. I feel like Jelly Roll's overexposed way too much. He's doing every... Listen, I get it. He's striking while the iron is hot, but he's going on every show. It seems like he's in every interview, every podcast. He's now doing ESPN's new college football anthem.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called, did you have it? The song is called Get By, and they posted it in a teaser clip the other day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Valdez is loading it up.
He wants it to.
Every bridge I see, answers to watch it burn. If you seen all the hell I seen, it make your stomach turn. I think you know.
What did they use for College Game Day beforehand? Do you know, Jason?
I don't know.
Post Malone did. I think Post Malone did the song last year.
They change it every year.
Yeah, they change it.
I think OAR did it once. I'm pretty sure. Big and Rich had a famous one for a while. Coming to Your City.
Did they?
Coming to Your City. I like that.
It could pump you up. Sure.
I mean, I like Jelly Roll. Sounds like kind of like classic Jelly Roll. But
I mean, they're trying to do the Carrie Underwood bit for. Does she do Sunday Night Football?
To me, that's the iconic one.
Carrie Underwood. To me, it's still Monday Night Football.
Well, yeah, but I like the Carrie Underwood. What is this one? Valdez?
This is the Big and Rich one. Whenever you hear College Game Day, this is kind of what I think of.
Yes.
It is amazing. College football is less than 2 weeks away.
I know. Gets me pumped.
So I got to pick four Survivor teams next week?
No. You don't read emails.
No, you got to do two in one conference in week one.
There's only four games next Saturday.
Okay.
And that's the 24th. Our pool doesn't start till the 29th.
Got you, but I got to pick two out of one conference.
Labor Day weekend. You got to pick two from one of the four conferences. Yeah. You have to use an extra team.
Yes.
No one cares.
Big surprise.
You don't have to do it next week.
No. There was an earthquake in L.A., a 4.4 earthquake caught during a live broadcast on ESPN. It interrupted their show with Malika Andrews, a radio show with Travis Rogers. I don't even know these people. Travis Rogers and Alan Sliwa, and a podcast with Heather McDonald.
I saw the video of Malika Andrews.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit.
Oh, they handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I watched the video and I thought she handled it pretty smooth.
They handled it pretty well.
Looked up at the lights, like when she was saying, let's make sure the lights. Because, I mean, you could have something fall down on you.
When we had our earthquake like 10 years ago, the one that was kind of everybody felt, I mean, I don't know, it was like a 5 or something or a 4 or whatever, 3, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I did get up and stand under an arch or whatever, you know, like a doorway thing.
Yeah.
It was enough that I didn't know if
you were you're taking caution.
I felt it and I thought maybe this is what I'm supposed to do.
I didn't know what it was.
It's a Midwest taboo. That's what it is. People from the Midwest.
Well, they do the Chicago with the pickle spear and the peppers and the tomatoes. Oh, that's an earthquake. That's an earthquake.
Oh, wow. That is a real earthquake.
Whoa. That is a real one, guys.
That is real.
Hold on. Let's see if we're going to get worse here. Still rolling.
Hey, watch your.
Still rolling.
Yeah, TV above right you, Trav.
So. Okay. We're all good so far.
All right.
Em, you good? I'm really asking.
It's a good shape.
She all right over there?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are good. It is, having only experienced that little wussy little earthquake that we had, it is wild when the earth moves like that.
Yeah.
And your whole house moves, your whole neighborhood moves, your whole county moves.
I thought it was, when that happened, I thought it was, you know, sometimes if your washer just is
too much weight on overloaded, one side or something.
Right, or off balance, it'll move real, and it'll be really loud and it'll move a little. I didn't know what it was.
You thought it was a laundry machine rumble.
I thought it was a rumble from something in that room. And then I realized, no, because it kept going.
And then I
went outside and people were coming out of their
homes. Everybody was outside. Yeah. I know, it's wild. But these people in L.A., they're just so used to it. They're like, okay, we'll just feel it for a little bit. They're so used to them.
Yeah, I feel like a bad dad now, and I didn't check in on Kelsey. I think I had a message from our family friends. They're like, is Kelsey okay? I never even got to it. I think I texted her earlier in the day.
Oh, but this one from yesterday?
Yeah.
And last but not least.
Assume she's okay. Maybe I should check in now.
There wouldn't be an EP without a J-Lo story. How about this? J-Lo was seen at Ben Affleck's rental home for a five-hour visit yesterday.
Booty
call?
That
mean? Huh?
Booty call?
I think she was with, I think maybe Ben's son, they're saying, is close with her. And so maybe there was just a little.
XX?
I'm not getting that vibe. They're saying Ben is totally out.
He's out.
He's totally out. Who knows?
There yeah, but go. What if J-Lo knocked on the door and.
Catch him in a weak moment, maybe? I don't think so. Especially not if his kid was around.
No.
Very unlikely.
800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. We will play the birthday game in honor of Chris Hamburger, EB.
All right.
His birthday. We mentioned that earlier on the show. I've already forgotten. What did he turn? 83?
Yeah.
83,
Chris Hamburger. Yep. So we'll do the birthday game coming up at 9:45 here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.